Tonight's shiur, Siman Samach Aleph, Sif Aleph through Sif Hey. Siman Samach Aleph, Din Kama Tzorach L'Dakdek L'Chavim V'Kriyishma, the halacha is how much a person should be careful and of kavana with Kriyishma, Sif Aleph, Yikra Kriyishma B'Chavana, B'Eimo, B'Yira, B'Raseis, V'Zeya. Kriyishma should be recited with thought, with fear, with awe, with trepidation, with perspiration. Mr. Bura Sifkot Aleph Shema Hainu Kol Kriyishma. Really, this is for the entire Kriyishma. The entire Kriyishma should be done this way. Demashin Isbar Besof Simon HaKoyd Marklin Dievin. When we clarify in the previous section, previous Simon, that even if you just had Kavon in the first Pasuk, you'd be Yoitza, you would be Yoitza. That's B'Dievin. That's not the way it's supposed to be. Sifkot Beis B'Chavona Eliyarabe Hevi B'Sheva Kobo. The Sefer Eliyarabe quotes a Kobo. Who be Yerushalmi, so Parakama de Brochus, which is in Yerushalmi, the end of the first Parak of Brochus, the Bekriyishma Merumas Aseres Adibris, that the Ten Commandments Aseres Adibris are alluded to in the Kriyishma, the Hashem Elokeinu, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, and the words Hashem Elokeinu Merumas is hinted, Anoch Hashem Elokecha, in Hashem Echad is the hint to Dibur Lo Yilcha El Him Acherim. Upasik Viahafta Marumas Dibur Lo Sisa. In Viahafta you have the hint to Lo Sisa. The Mandarachim Lamakalo Mishtabi Bishmeh Lashikr, because if you love the king, you're not going to use his name to swear falsely. Upasik Uchasavtam Dibur Lo Sachmod. In Uchasavtam we have a hint to Lo Sachmod. The Chsiv, because it says Beisecha Velo Beischaverecha. You should write it, the mezuzahs, on your house and not your friend's house. The pasuk v'safta deganecha dibur lo signov is an allusion to lo signov, don't steal. Deganecha v'lo sesav degan chavericha. It's your dagon that you should be collecting, not someone else's. The pasuk v'avad tem mehera, you have an allusion to dibur lo sirtzach. The man the kotel yiskatel, because one who kills will be destroyed. That's clearly an obvious sign of kavod avicha, where we talk about avichas yamim. That teaches us or hints to lo sin off. It's not an order of the seres adivis, but they're all hinted to. And zochor yom Shabbos. Shabbos is equal to the entire Torah, that's the Mantisguru. Uve pasuk ani Hashem Elokeichem dibur, that's the hint to losane b'riacha eid shakar, not to be a false witness. Okay, therefore, so chadim lisbodi behem be'esemiras kriyishma. You should think about this as you say kriyishma. Kedeshli avor la'avor la'achas mehem, that you should not violate any of the seres adibus. So if katan gimel be'ema v'yira, kriyishma is recited with a sense of fear and awe. The way you understand this sense of fear and awe should be as follows. That when a person recites the Shema, he should be thinking that he accepts upon himself the yoke of Hashem's kingdom, even to the point that he's willing to be killed for Kiddush Hashem. That's b'chol nachshecha. I feel noital es nashcha, even if they take your soul. That's what it says, that we die for you daily, because we think about it daily. So when you think like that, you're going to be saying it with a sense of fear and awe and trepidation and perspiration. Se'if katan dalet, b'reses v'zeya. Kosev atur b'shem Rav Amram. The tour quotes Rav Amram, L'shavi inish akriyishma b'chozman dekarlei kipitrokmo chadosha. A person who recites the kriyishma, for him it should be as if he's reading a brand new proclamation. Hu ksaft sivui hamelech al b'nei medina so. This is a decree or proclamation that the king sends out for his country. V'yachsho b'liyim, and he should think to himself as follows. Ilu melech basav edom sholeach Progutmo Chadosho, if a flesh and blood king would send out a proclamation, a new proclamation. Bevadai, Hoyakobane Medina, Karina Sobe Aim of a year, but it says, everyone would read it carefully, with fear and awe and trepidation. Kavachayim, the Kriyishma, how much more so Kriyishma? Shuprot Kumo, Shel Melech, Machem Loch, and Makadish Baruch Hu. It's the Rebbeinu Shlomo's decree. Shechayov, Kolecha, the Kroso, Be'ema, V'yira, Berses, V'zeya. So everyone should recite it with the proper fear and awe interpretation. The Kosa Prisha, the Prisha writes, to the Hachim Shilu, the Protkumo, Kesav, V'tzivim. Now, the reason we compare this to the king's proclamation, Loim Elecha, to tell you, so Tikra Kriyishma Bechatifa, Ube Merutza, Ube Irv Hadvorim, the Kriyishma should not be recited, hurried, quickly, mixing things up. Ela b'mitun, it should be done patiently. Mila b'mila, word by word. Ube hefzik ben davar ledavar, with pauses at the proper places. Ka'adma korit sibi ha-melech, like a person who reads the king's proclamation, shekar b'mitun gadol, that is read very patiently. Kol tzivui b'fnei atzmo, each command by itself, lahavino t'chunaso, to understand it properly. Kach yikr kriyishma, so to kriyishma should be said, every command, every einish that's mentioned should be taken to heart to understand. This is the tzivui of Hamelech HaGadol, may he be blessed. Se'if Beis. Asher Enochi Mitzavecha Hayoim Hainoloima, that teaches us Hayoim B'chol Yom Yiveinach Kachadoshim, every day it should be new to you. Not like something you've heard many times before. So that you're not interested. Yeah, I heard that already. That's not the attitude. Mishtabur sifkotan hey, it's low. The kasev ha-pimigodin writes, shal achas kam v'kam atzerach sheyir lehov m'chol pa'am asha omer. How much more so he has to strive to understand every time to know what he's saying. V'lo the kroisa b'merutza kafi ha-hergal, not to read it quickly by habit. To be Yitzhakriya. Number of the people who are saying Shema, they're busy making text messages and looking at emails. They know the words by heart. That's not how you say Kriya Shema. Se'if Gimel. Be Kriya Shema Yesh Ramah Tevos. In Kriya Shema, there's 245 words. Ukedei Lahashlim Ramach, in order to make it 248, Keneged Evarov Shal Adam, corresponding to the Evarim of a person. Nisayim Sheikh Sibu, the Sheikh Sibu will conclude with the words Hashem Elokechem Emes. And then he will repeat them out loud. Hashem Elokechem Emes. So he says them twice.
He says Emes twice.
He says Hashem Elokechem Emes twice. The Ramah says, Ubizeh kol odom yoytzeh. This way everyone has the Ramach Evar. Since they hear the Sheikh Tzibur say these three words. If the individual wanted to say it with the Sheikh Tzibur, it's not asah. If he's saying Kriya Shema by himself, if he's saying Shema by himself, he's not going to hear the Sheikh Tzibur repeat, no Sheikh Tzibur. Then he should have in mind the 15 Vavs by Emes V'Yatziv, She'olim Tish'im. So 6 times 15 is 90. V'heim K'neged Shloshes Shemos Havaya. That corresponds to the 3 names of Havaya. She'kol Shem Oyle Esim V'Sheish, because each Shem has Gematria of 26. V'Aba Oisis, with 4 letters. Heim Shloshim makes it 30. And then you multiply 3 times, that's 90. So instead of 3 words, Hashem, Lekechem, MS, you have the Vavs that equal to 3 Shem Havayis. The Yesh Oitam Achim Adav, the Ramah says there's another reason behind this, the Tezvav Vavin Om Tishim, the 15 Vavs multiplied out is 90, Vakriya Nechshavis Echad, and the Kriya is once, Hai Tishim Echad, that's 91. Kiminyan Hashem b'kriyaso v'chsivaso. 91 is a special number. That's the combination of the Shem Hashem, the way it's written and the way it's pronounced. V'avikilu Amar Hashem Aleph Dalad Nun Yud Emes. You combine the Shem Havaya with the Aleph Dalad, those two Shemes together, it's 91. V'yesh akosvu d'kol ha-karakir shabiyachad yom ha-kemelech ne'amon shema v'goymer. Now there's a different approach. There are those who write that if you're davening and saying Shema by yourself, then before you start Shema, you begin with the words Keil Melech Neman. Ki shalosh tevos elu mashlimim haminin shel Ramach. Those three words will make the number 248. V'u b'mekoyim amen sheyesh la'anos achar baruch ha-baruch ha-baruch ha-baruch. And that is in lieu of saying an amen after the baruch ha-baruch ha-baruch ha-baruch. Keil Melech Neman is the Rosh Tevos that yields amen. V'chein nohagin, that's the meaning. V'nearly, it appears to me, v'komolkom k'shekorim et tzibur, that if you are saying Shema with the tzibur, lo yomar keil melech ne'eman, don't say keil melech ne'eman, rak yomar amen achar shel tzibur, just say the amen after shel tzibur, k'shemesayim ha-brocha, when he finishes the brocha of ha-brocher, b'amo yisrael b'yavol. V'chein nohagin, and that's the meaning v'nochen and proper. So this we referred to before. When the Mechaber said the issue, the Ramah said, look in Siman Samech Aleph. Ramah, there was a small note. Look in the head of Siman Samech Aleph. That's his sheet. Does he do answer the Amen? So there's two sheets. This Mechaber says not to. He says you do. And the Beit Mishnah Berurah said the Eitz would be to finish together with the Sheikh Tzibur, but then there's no Shiloh. Mishnah Berurah says, Konvav, Lahashlim Ramach. So we need to get it from 245 to 248. Kedisim Medesh Hanelam. There's a Medesh Hanelam. Pasuch of Yehuda V'Amar. If Yehuda opened and began, refus tehila sharacha v'shikuvay la'atzmosecha. This is a healing for your sinews and a medicine for your bones. Ha'Torah hi refua laguf la'atzamos ba'olam hazeh u'olam haba. Torah is the therapy for the body and the bones in this world and the next. D'amar Rav Nehorai, Amar Nechemya, b'kriyashma, ramach tevos k'minin evam shel adam. The Kriya Shema has 248 words. Kaminyan Evarav Shel Adam corresponds to a person's limbs. V'akarei Kriya Shema Ketikuno, if you recite Kriya Shema properly, Kol Eva Ve'Eva Noitel Teva Achas Misrapa Bo. Each Eva takes a word and it heals that Eva. V'da, and that's what it means in Pasuk, Refus Tehei L'Sharecha V'Chul. V'ala B'Kriya Shema Ein Shemele Ramat Tevas. But in Kriya Shema there isn't 248 words, only 245 words. So you're going to have three Evarim that are malnourished. Maitakante, what are you going to do about that? Tiknu Sheikh Sheikh Tzibur Chayzer Shalosh Tevas. So the takana was for the Sheikh Tzibur to repeat three words. Uman Inu, which three words? Hashem Elokechem Emes. De la Hashlim Ramach Tevos Al HaKahol V'chulu. In order to finish off the 248 words for the Tzibur. If you don't daven with the tzibur and you say Shema, you're not going to take care of your tzibur. Because you're missing the three words that the Sheikh Tzibur repeats. What's he going to do? If he has in mind the 15 vavs of Emes V'Yatsiv. Then called Doha Yikarlov Abba. And despite this, father would say about this, Mu'uvus lo yuchal lisko mechasan lo yuchal himanos. This is what the pasuk means. You mess up, you can't repair it. It's something missing, you can't fill. Osam shosh tevas the kriyash ma sheikh tzibur chozer, the three words of Shema that the sheikh tzibur repeats, lo yuchal himanos osam l'sashom amach kishar tzibur. You can't use those to mashlim the 248 like everyone else in the tzibur who's in shul. Ad kan l'shono b'kitzur. This is the language of the Medrash Hanel and B'kitzur. So Kan Zayim is Sayim Sheikh Tzibur. So Sheikh Tzibur concludes Hashem Elokechem Emes V'hayochid B'lachash Misayim Gam Kim B'tevis Emes. Now, the Yochid quietly is also going to say the word Emes. Aval Achakach Einu Chozul Omer Emes, but then he doesn't say Emes a second time. Kim Shemaschel V'yatzev Enochem V'chulu. He just says V'yatzev Enochem. We will learn this later on in Siman Samech Vav. Sifkon Ches Hashem Elokechem Emes Ubesefer Asar Ma'amoros Kosov. The Sefer Asar Ma'amoros writes Shashliach Tzibur Lo Yisayim Balachash B'Tevis Emes, that the Shliach Tzibur should not say Emes quietly. Kim Kishachoyzev Oyim B'Kolom, only when he says it out loud. That's how you get 248. The lavach is, if not, the Yerbeish Mem Tess is 249. Because Shema through Elokechem is 245. And you add three more, Hashem Elokechem MS is 248. If he says MS and then repeats it, so now you have 249. Achaminik HaShulchanach. L'maisim Megzak HaShulchanach. He should say emes. You don't want to separate between Hashem Elokeichem and emes. The emes hasheni ain't a minimin. So then it comes out the second emes that he says out loud is not counted. Elabirchus emes v'yatsiv. It's part of emes v'yatsiv. Kain kasev pima gadim. So writes the pima gadim. V'agor kasev she'ikar kasara ma'amaris. The Goyen says the ikar is like the asara ma'amaris. So he brings a note on the side that the Mishnah Berurah was not machriya. The Mishnah Berurah didn't say which one to do. And Rav Moshe Netshuva writes that if the Sheikh Tzibur finishes Kriya Shema and has to wait for the Tzibur, so then he should say the first time MS and repeat it. But if the Tzibur is waiting for the Sheikh Tzibur, and as soon as he finishes, he's going to say it out loud, then he should not say the quiet MS. That's Rav Moshe's pshar. The Sheikh Tzibur is waiting for the Tzibur, you say, Hashem Lekechem MS, and you wait, and then you repeat it out loud. But if the Tzibur is waiting for the Sheikh Tzibur, as soon as he's done, he's going to say it out loud. So he just says Hashem Lekechem, and then he says out loud Hashem Lekechem Emes. Not the Shulchanach. Shulchanach would disagree with that, but that's found the Asar Mamos. Sif Kontes. V'chozer v'omer. Then he'll repeat in a loud voice Hashem Lekechem Emes. U'b'makom shonogu lachsa imorchem b'yadam. If there was a place that did not repeat, we would not make a machal, we would not protest. Sifkan Yud, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, Lo Yachzor Gam Ken Teves Ani. We do not repeat Ani, of Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Sifkan Yud Alf, Badavar. There's no Isser if the Yachid wants to say with the Sheikh Tzibur, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, Al Eino Omer Emes Luchudem Sheikh Tzibur, but he can't just say the word Emes to Sheikh Tzibur. To have a kishma shema, it's like saying the word shema twice. V'afal pikin im meshatkin also im shohar bin time, but if he did pause between them, we're not going to silence him. Sifkon yud beis betesvov vovin, if he's dam yechidis, you have the 15 vovs. Uba arvis, what do you do at night? B'marv, yechavein she'emes oil mokum gimel shemos hana. That he has in mind that emes is in lieu of the three shemos of Hashem. Sifkan Yud Gimel, Haritishim Be'echot. You have 91, Kaminyan Amen, which is Gemati of Amen, but Kaminyan, it's also the Gemati of the Shem Havai and the Shem Adas. Sifkan Yud Dalit, Yomar Kael Melech Neman. There's an alternative to say Kael Melech Neman. Ein Maganavam Babach, the Minik Kodimhu. Maganavam Babach, right, this is a very old Minik. If a person knows he's not going to finish Kriya Shema in time for the Sheikh Tzibur to finish, so he'll be in the middle of Shema when the Sheikh Tzibur finishes, is it better to say Kael Melech Neaman? This is a Shaila, the notes being on the side, they asked of Moshe, and Moshe said that you don't say Kael Melech Neaman, even though you know you won't finish with the Tzibur, because wherever they say Hashem Lekechem Emes, that counts to your Ramach, and you'll be in the middle of Shema, and you hear them say it, that's already good enough, and you're not going to say Kael Melech Neaman before you start. It brings even a bigger Chiddush that Shlomo Kluger said that it's, even if you after HaBocher B'mo Yisrael B'Av, you didn't even start Shema yet, and you hear the words of Shem Lekechem Emes, that's enough, you don't have to say Kael Melech Neaman. Sifkan Tezvav Yomar Amein. The Ramah here says to say the Amen after the Bracha HaBocher B'Amo Yisrael B'Ava U'mikomokam Ein Lilmu Mizel Inin Berach Al HaPri. You can't learn from this to a Bracha on a fruit or Shasi and Berachas HaMotzi or the Bracha of HaMotzi on bread for the Ochel Adayin he didn't eat yet or to Kachsiyim Chaver Osa Bracha, and then while he's about to eat he hears his friend say the same Bracha Shiana Achav Amen to answer Amen. You can't learn from here to do that. Ayin Pim Gadim Gadim. And this is also clear in Be'er Agor in Simon and Tess. I ain't shumlug there. Shetam ha'agor b'zeh mishum shabrachos l'niskan davka Kriya Shema. The Ramah is going with the approach that these brachas were not unique to Kriya Shema. We don't say Asher Kedushanu. Sifkan dezayin v'chein no'agin, that is the meaning to say the Amen. I'm Pima Gadim, look in Pima Gadim, v'ayim ha'ashek z'avn l'el. Look, we wrote about this before. That really the best thing is to finish with the Sheikh Tzibur together. Then you don't have to answer Amen after. Ein Shom, look over there. So there's an amazing question in the Sefer Minchas Luzer in the Tshuvas, We're very nervous about making sure we get our Ramach Tevos, 248 words, connect the Ramach Evarim. So either Kemlech Namon, Hashem Lekechem Emes, the Vavs. What about ladies? The Gemara says they don't have Ramach Evarim. They have 252 Evarim. The four extra Evarim that men don't have. So do they have to worry about this at all? This whole thing is to get to Reish Mem Ches. They don't have Reish Mem Ches. So they actually bring under the notes on the side that the Tshuvas Michas Elozer said that even women should be Moisif to three Tevos, and that is the Das of Chaim Kanievsky. But if Nissen Karelis and the Shari Debelsky said, no, they don't say Kemach Naman. It doesn't help for them. They shouldn't bother saying it. The meaning is they say it, they teach it, and Lamaisa Michas Elozer says, a Mahalach, why it's appropriate. Se'if Dalad, Nohagin Likos Pasuk Rishon B'Korom K'dei L'Ur HaKavona. The minig is to recite the first Pasuk of Shema loudly in order to arouse Kavona. Proper thoughts when you say Shema. Se'if Hey, Nohagin Litin Yedeim Al Peneim B'Kriyas Pasuk Rishon. There's a minig to put the hand over the face on the first Pasuk of Shema K'dei Shlo Yistakel B'Dover Acher, in order not to look at anything else, which can prevent them from having proper kavona. Their hand, Yad Yamin, the right hand. So the notes say by lefties that the stipler said, put your right hand, even though you're lefty, use your right hand. And as far as people wearing glasses, so he quotes the tshuvas of the Klausenberger Rebbe, the Divya Yatsiv, that it's poshet, you can put your hands over your glasses. And you don't have to put them on your eyes, mamish. The point is, nothing that should have get in the way of your kavana. Your kavana should not be disturbed. There's no halacha that you have to put mamish on the enai. Says the end of the notes.